This is Graham Hooper, author of A Better Way to Live, a collection of 52 short studies on themes from the wonderful books of Proverbs and Psalms found in the Old Testament of the Bible. This recording is one of a series of audio excerpts of the book. My book was published by Acorn Press, now an imprint of Bible Society Australia. It's available in print and in ebook editions through Koorong Books and other suppliers. Special thanks to Dave Wilkinson of Old School Audio for creating this audio recording. I hope you enjoy listening and that you discover, or perhaps rediscover, how God still speaks to us today through these ancient books of the Bible. So let's get into it. Chapter 51, Sleeping Peacefully at Night. And here we're looking at three Psalms, numbers 3, 4, and 6. David, who wrote verse 4, said this: "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Sleep, they say, is a great healer. It is certainly a great blessing. The more trouble we have sleeping, the more we learn to value a good night's sleep. The writer of Psalm 6 was in a seriously bad way. He writes, "I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears." He couldn't sleep. He was exhausted with grief, and he cried out to God for relief in verses 2 and 3. "Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is deep in anguish." A friend of ours suffers from chronic back pain. She's unable to sleep without painkillers and occasionally sleeping pills. She can certainly relate to those words of David. There are many reasons, of course, why we may not sleep well at night. Parents with newborns or sick children may be sleep-deprived for months. Noise from a neighbour's party or traffic noise from a nearby busy road can keep us awake for hours. Our body clocks may be out of sync due to shift work or jet lag. Body pains and aches always make sleep difficult. Or we may simply have been drinking too much caffeine or alcohol or eating too much rich food. We lie awake in some discomfort, regretting our overindulgence. I lived in a tent in an African game reserve for over a year when I was in my 20s. I sometimes found sleep difficult, particularly when I heard the lions grunting and occasionally roaring nearby, or when hyenas came into my kitchen tent and started trying to eat my bowls and pans. Most of us know what it's like to lie awake in the dark, tossing and turning with anxious thoughts racing through our minds. Worries can keep us awake, sometimes for hours, as we turn problems over and over in our minds. We can't stop worries flooding into our minds, but we can turn them into prayer and even into praise. The Psalms help us turn sleeplessness into something good. Psalm 63, verses 6 and 7 says this: "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night." We can use sleepless hours to meditate on God's word, listen to worship songs or Bible talks. If our worries are due to our own sin and guilt, then we may need to get out of bed, get on our knees, confess our sin, and seek and receive God's forgiveness. One of the most common reasons for sleeplessness is fear. You may know that awful fear of waking up in pain in the middle of the night, unable to get back to sleep, wondering whether you should call a doctor. We may fear burglars and attack. We may fear for the safety of our children and grandchildren, or be troubled by fears we can't quite put a name to. David, the author of Psalm 3, was afraid. He was in big trouble. He was on the run from his own son, Absalom, who had usurped David's throne and was now out to kill him. David describes his life in danger, surrounded by enemies, mocked by people who regarded him as out of favour with God, past his use-by date. He had good reason to lie awake at night worrying. And yet David was able to say, "I lie down and sleep. I wake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side." Though under duress, David turns to the Lord as his shield, his protector, and the one who lifts up his head. Body language is clear here. When we are dispirited, our heads go down, Look at a file of refugees leaving their homeland. Or even a losing football team. Their heads are down. But God is the one who lifts up our heads, because he answers prayer for help. David says in Psalm 3, verse 4, I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. David affirms that he can sleep peacefully at night, free from fear. He doesn't fear because the Lord is his protector and deliverer. He will wake up in the morning knowing that the Lord has looked after him and strengthened him. Day or night, God does not intend us to live in fear. In Psalm 4, David is again in distress. It's a familiar theme in the Psalms. This time his leadership and authority have been challenged, and his enemies have made false promises to the people. This psalm seems to have been written in the evening. As Derek Kidner comments, the approach of night, with its temptation to brood on past wrongs and present perils, only challenges David to make his faith explicit and to urge it on others as a committal of one's cause and oneself to a faithful Creator. In this unsettling situation, David centres himself, as we might say, on the Lord his God, like a magnetic compass turning to true north after being shaken about. Even in great distress, David finds joy in his spiritual relationship with the Lord, which is greater than any joy that material blessings can bring. It's in this context and in this confidence that David asserts, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Whatever our health problems, worries or fears, whatever our sleep patterns, the Psalms remind us that security and peace are to be found in trusting God.